What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about what could happen if, when you confront a narcissist. Ooh, how did you feel when I said that? Did you get a little anxious? Did the anxiety perk up a little bit? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. So I know a lot of people ask me about videos and ideas and stuff like that. Like, Lee, what do you come up with your video ideas? Y'all, literally, when I'm doing one-on-ones with people over Zoom and I'm talking to people, a lot of my ideas come from being inspired by the people that I speak with. Come from y'all, you know. You inspire me. You make me tap into a different part of my brain. But this one right here was like, I've never did a video about confrontation. Like, a woman talked to me the other day. She's like, I had to confront my narcissistic partner and it did not go well. And I was just like, yeah, I haven't done a video on that. Because when you confront a narcissist, like, especially when you have the truth, like when the truth is on your side, not, you know, when the truth, the undeniable truth is on your side and you confront them, there's a few different ways that a narcissist could react, right?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
One of the ways that they can react is by just ignoring you. Some of them will ignore you. They'll stonewall you. They'll give you the silent treatment. Pretend you don't exist. Pretend what you said doesn't matter. You know, to act like you're overreacting, to make it seem like you're making a big deal out of nothing. Like you just don't have all the facts on your side. Even if you do have facts, even if you do have proof, even if you do have all the stuff that you need to make this person out to be a bad person, the bad person that they are, this can, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm just telling you, they can ignore you. They can make you seem like your proof is meaningless. Like you don't, I don't care what you have. It's not enough to prove anything. Like, I don't care who you are, what you have going on. Like in this space right here, in this mindset, in this mentality, it doesn't matter. What are you going to do? If you confront them, they will act like your confrontation, your proof, your evidence doesn't matter. What are you going to do about it? Some of them will challenge you when you confront them. What are you going to do about it? You have the proof. You see me clapping these other cheeks. You see me doing this other stuff. You see me stealing. You see me using. You see me drinking again. What are you going to do about it? I know I promised I wouldn't do it again. I told you I was done with them. I told you I was done with her. I told you I was done with it. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to hold me accountable? Because a lot of narcissistic people, right, set themselves up so it's damn near, it's extremely difficult to hold that person accountable, right? It can be extremely difficult to hold them accountable in any way, shape, or form. So they'll challenge you. If you confront them, they will just look you directly in your face and challenge you. Like, what are you going to do about it? So what? You have proof. So the hell what? What are you going to do about it? What the hell does this proof doesn't mean anything? What are you going to do? What kind of action can you take? What kind of actions are you willing to take? What are you going to do? Nothing. Okay, nothing? All right, bet. So there's nothing going to come of it. They don't think you have, like, yeah, I'm going to just be realistic. And this is not me saying this about you. Listen to me carefully. This is not me saying this about you. Some of them think you are weak. They look at you like you're weak. They look at you like you're not strong. Let's say it like that. They look at you like you don't have the strength to hold them accountable or to follow through with anything or to do anything about it. So that's why even if you confront them, they'll keep doing it. It doesn't mean that they're going to stop. It doesn't mean that they're going to change their behavior. So what? You confronted me. I'm busted. Wow. What are you going to do about it? You see what I'm saying? That's how they'll do. That's exactly the mindset that they'll do right there. What the hell are you going to do about it? Huh? Nothing. You know, they don't think you're going to do anything. This is not me saying that you're not going to do anything. I've talked to thousands of people over the last few years who have left toxic relationships. A lot of y'all have done something about it. And even the ones who are still in it, y'all have done something about it. Hopefully you changed, boundaries are going up. You're building those boundary fences, right? Hopefully you start building those boundary fences up. You know what I mean? To protect your peace and to protect yourself. Just taking action. What does action look like to you? Because I know everybody's situation is different. I'm not telling everybody to leave. It's just like, just leave. I would if I could. You know what I mean? Everybody's situation is going to be different, you know? But another thing that happens when you confront a narcissist with whatever evidence or proof that you have, when you try to hold them accountable for whatever it is, like, y'all, you might set off the narcissistic rage bomb. You seriously might. You might absolutely set off the rage bomb. They might actually start raging out at you and be angry as hell at you because of this situation, because you set me off. You did this, right? You made me this way. You made me talk to you like this. You made me yell at you. You made me scream at you. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. You made me do this. So I wouldn't have been yelling and screaming at you if you wouldn't have came at me, you know? Because not only could this start a narcissistic rage session, it could also make them start questioning where you got your information from, you know? It can make them question where you got everything that you have going on from. Like, where did you get it from? Where is this from? They'll try to probe you for the source. If you didn't discover it on your own, they will try to probe you of the source. They're like, where the hell did you get this information from? I need to know where you got this from so I can change it up, so I can attack it in a different way. You know, a lot of them will do it like that. A lot of them will handle the situation like that. They absolutely will. So then in this space, you got to ask yourself, like, you know, be careful when you confront them, because some of them could rage out on you and put their hands on you and start yelling and screaming at you. You know, I think I mentioned this earlier. Give you the silent treatment. The silent treatment, to me, I call it a silent treatment, silent rage. You know, the silent treatment from a narcissist is really silent rage. They're angry as hell at you, but the rage is coming from a different place. So it's like silent rage. They're angry, mad. They're being confronted. They're ashamed that they're being confronted. But now it's just like they're going to be silent about the situation, and silent about the rage and whatnot, you know? Because that happens quite a bit right there within that space. So I tell people, like, this is how it goes right here. That narcissistic person in your life, when you confront them, you know, they could react a whole different way, you know? Very rarely. Let's do an outlier right here. Very rarely. If you confront them, this is one of the ways it could go. It's not a frequent reaction that you'll get, but some of them will feign accountability. Some of them will, you might get the vulnerable, covert narcissist that might actually seem like they're being empathetic and trying to reason with you and just like, I understand that I hurt you. I really do. I know that I hurt you. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe when I put you through this. It really sucks that I'm hurting too. Some of them will do that. You get the vulnerable, covert, narcissistic person might start crying and be pretending like they're hurting too, or like they're in this situation right here where they, you know, might offer you a generic apology. You know, they might offer you a generic apology with some changed behavior for a little bit. Very rarely is it consistent change behavior, and very rarely is it a catapult to a better quality of relationship with this person. Very rarely does it happen that way, you know? And then, so I say that because I don't want people to get their hopes up and just like, well, Lee said it's a possibility that they might become nice to me. No. It's a possibility. It's a very rare occurrence, you know? It's like seeing a damn blue lobster. You know, I'll be watching. I don't know how the hell I get on lobster TikTok, but it's like seeing a blue lobster. You know, blue lobsters are rare. You know, if all the other narcissists are red, the blue narcissist is different. It's a rarity. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes, though. That's the bits and pieces of the situation, how things are going to go. Like, so yeah. So a lot of them in these situations, these scenarios, we'll do it like that, y'all. They will. Some of them, I mean, not a lot of them. Some of them will absolutely apologize to you. It will come to you from a place of empathy and kindness. It's like, I'm so sorry that this has happened between us. Can we work this out? Yeah, some of them will do that. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying some of them. Yeah. And so I'll end it with this right here, y'all. So before you confront a narcissist, right? Before you confront them, ask yourself what the goal is. What is the actual goal? that you're trying to achieve with this confrontation, when you're presenting this information to them, when you're trying to hold them accountable, ask yourself what the goal is, right? And if you've had, if this relationship has had any, you know, I don't know how long it's going on, depending on the duration of the relationship, you know, if this relationship has had any longevity, is there a time in this relationship where the goal that you are trying to achieve, that you've achieved it before? Like, if you or your, well, Lee, my goal is to give them a chance to explain themselves. I say, okay, if you've ever given them a chance to explain themselves in this relationship previously, how did it go? Because the greatest indicator of future behavior is past behavior. So people are going to act how they normally act. People are going to behave how they normally behave, right? So if I've treated you badly in the past and I've acted out in the past because you try to hold me accountable, how do you think I'm going to behave now? You know what I mean? How do you think I'm going to act right now? How do you think things are going to go right now? If I've always acted this way, why would the behaviors change now? I just have to ask people that right there. If I've always been behaving this way, why would these behaviors change up right now? So before you try to hold this person accountable or confront this person, ask yourself what is the goal and how it has went before. How realistic is your goal? You know, I'm not telling you to not confront them. I'm just asking you to ask yourself these questions. And how have they reacted before? Because every time you bring this up, they react the same way. Ask yourself, do you really need to confront them, or do you need to find a different course of action? I've tried to let them explain themselves for cheating on me, and they always get mad at me. So are you gonna go do this again, or are you just gonna make a plan to leave, or just change? You know, just what are you gonna do? Because I know it seems unfair, but it does fall onto you. Like the dynamics and whatnot, what comes next, do fall onto you. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Of course, subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to my email list newsletter. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate every single one of y'all. And of course, Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember, It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.